You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So this week's guest is internationally acclaimed speaker, author, and seminar leader. She is a peace ambassador, Mabel Katz. She has so many titles to her name, but just an incredible woman doing some great work around the world. And she's rarely ever here in the United States, but she has two events coming up. And so we've got her here live for you guys to find out more about her.
Yeah, she's going to be talking about the zero frequency rule. That is very interesting, and you'll definitely understand exactly what she's saying there. And she's going to be at the Conscious Living, Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, February 19th to the 21st. If you happen to be anywhere where you can catch her, you ought to do it for sure, because she's rarely here. That being said, there's a lot of beautiful things that go on to educate us. And Tony and I experienced an educational weekend. Once again, we've had quite a few of these lately because we are trying to enrich ourselves with knowledge. And as you know, knowledge is power. So Tony and I have lived these fabulous lives, each of us, and we've had some really great experiences, and some great and some not so great. But any way you cut it, they're life learning lessons. And we've been talking about how can we help other people learn from the lessons and the beautiful things that we've experienced in our lives. And we decided we're each going to write a book. So we went to a weekend extravaganza about how to write a book in 40 hours, which was really cool. And we decided that we're each going to write ourselves a book so that we can share with other people not only our great experiences, but our not-so-great experiences that developed into beautiful things, and how you can use experiences that you've had that maybe weren't so rosy and shiny to develop and learn great lessons from, or expand yourself, or get yourself into a whole different mindset and direction.
Yeah, it was a really great class run by Gary Roberts. He's a multi-millionaire. And his clients that he works with is Tony Robbins, Richard Branson,
all the guys from The Secret.
All the guys from Secret, yeah.
Bob Proctor.
Bob Proctor and
stuff. The list goes on.
Yeah, so he definitely has this technique down. He's been doing it for 30 years, and he really breaks it down to a great, great way for you to easily understand it. And if anybody does want to take the course, contact us, because we can help you out as far as finding out where it is and what it's about.
Well, let's do this. Let's put a link on our website so that they can get a discount from coming through the radio show.
Exactly. So we will set up the link. Just look below where this podcast is being played and check it out. It's something that you will definitely get a lot of information from. He basically teaches you how to write a book, but also more than that, how that book writing elevates you as an expert and elevates you into speaking engagements and into interviews and to everything else that a book can do. Fascinating course. I learned so much, and yeah. I'm writing a book about the power of music and its healing and motivational effects on people.
Very excited. We're very excited, both of us, and looking so forward to having our books out. And honestly, I'm estimating that within the next 60 days, we will have them written in the production offices, printing, and we should have them out by summer for you guys to grab.
Yep.
And I would like to give all of our listeners a free copy of our books.
That would be great. And real quick, before we get into some other things here, I want to say that we also are starting a meetup group that's going to start once a week. Janie, as some of you know, is very intuitive, and she's going to be teaching other people on how to be intuitive with their business and with their personal lives. And our first meetup is going to be next Wednesday, which is February 17th at 7 p.m. in Northridge. So we'll put a link to that also.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I get asked so many questions all the time about how do you do this? How do you know this? How do you expand on these different things? And so we decided in our effort, our theme this year of 2016 is how to share the knowledge that we know with other people to help them better themselves and enrich their lives.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
You don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens. You don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens.
That's an easier one said than done. Sounds fantastic, but I think when you're in a situation, it's that much harder to trust because you're unsure of yourself. But yet again, I know on many occasions I've just gone for it,
yeah,
and figured it out. And they say, they've done this study that rich people make decisions very quickly and poor people make decisions very slowly.
Yes, they have to, quote unquote, roll it around in their head.
As yes.
We went to a seminar recently and the gentleman said, it was a seminar about investing and how people make decisions and that. And the gentleman said, if you let things roll around in your head, if you're one who wants to sleep on it, if you're one that wants to meditate or pray on it, a lot of times you're not one that is in the wealthy category because the wealthy make their decisions quickly.
Yeah. And I think the reason for that is your gut goes, you know, decide now and then figure it out later and make it happen. And other people go, yeah, I want to do it. And then they go, your ego goes, you can't do that. And you're like, yeah, but I want to do that.
And it really depends if you're...
goes, you can't do that. So now you're having this battle. And when you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
And it really depends if you're left brain or right brain as to if you can just breathe and let it happen or whether you have to methodically figure it out. But, you know, think about it. You don't always need to have a plan. And a lot of times when you don't have a plan, you actually have the most fun. So... try to take a breath, try to trust, let go, and just see what happens sometime.
That is your quote of the week. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio video graphic design service. To contact ST Productions, call 813-416-4168. That's 813-416-4168. So today is Valentine's Day, and in honor of Valentine's Day, I'd like to play a song that I wrote called Lullaby. We are actually performing this song tonight. So if you happen to be in the LA area in Hollywood, Janie and I will be performing at the Viper Room in Hollywood, California. Stop by and check us out. We go on at 11 o'clock. If you happen to stop by, you'll definitely hear this song. This is Lullaby by Saint Tone.
Serenade your eyes. Let your body drift into this paradise. From a bird's eye view, I know the world looks brand new. It's true.
Again, that is Lullaby by Saint Tone. If you happen to be in the L.A. area in Hollywood, California, we go on tonight at 11 a.m. Stop by and say hi.
USALuxuryDirect.com. Luxury goods to your doorstep. Get name brands like Waterford Crystal, Kate Spade, Swarovski Crystal. A variety of luxury items straight to your doorstep. USALuxuryDirect.com. So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out SaintTone.com.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Our first good news story, Little Miss Ellen DeGeneres. Now, we know Ellen is constantly giving away free stuff on the air. She's famous for all her little giveaways on her show. People basically kill each other to be in the audience when she does her 12 Days of Christmas.
She's the new Oprah.
She is the new Oprah. She's the additional Oprah. Well, she did something really cool. there was a national story about a particular school in Detroit, Michigan, and that the conditions in the school were just deplorable. And a lot of the classrooms, they couldn't even have people in. They were that bad with mold and all that kind of thing, right? So one of the teachers was told that they were going to do an interview about how bad it was at her school and in particular in her classroom. And so the cameras came in and they were setting up. And don't you know, little Miss Ellen DeGeneres walks in. They weren't doing a story after all. She wanted to surprise them. What she did was teamed up with Lowe's and donated $500,000 to the school to get that school back in shape again so that the kids could be in a safe environment.
Wow, that is amazing. $500,000.
Yeah, you can imagine. It's a small elementary school. So basically your $500,000 is going to fix the school.
Rebuild it, refix it. That is awesome.
Yeah, in a really bad area of Detroit. So, you know, I always love when celebrities do cool stuff. Normal people that are non-celebrity, we do cool stuff too. But it gets focused on a little bit more when somebody does something like this because of the amount of money that they're able to give.
Absolutely.
And it's such a huge impact. And bless her for being so thoughtful to even consider it.
And I'm so glad that we are able to dig these types of stories out and let people know about them because you don't hear about this on the news.
Now, you get the bashing side of the bad things that people do, but you don't get the beautiful things. And
yeah, like TMZ won't even talk about that. Instead, they'll talk about what the Kardashians wore to some club.
Yes.
So, you know, we are the different media out there. We're trying to find you some good news, and there's a lot of good news when you start looking for it.
Yeah, and let me tell you about our next good news story. This is one of those great human stories that's not a celebrity. This gentleman, a police officer out of Massachusetts, was gearing up for a massive storm, had stopped at the store, and somewhere between his leaving his car and getting into the store, he had a conversation with a homeless woman and realized that the homeless woman had not eaten in quite some time. He took it upon himself to go into the store, buy her, it looks like from the photo, about 15 bags of groceries. He then brought her to a hotel, booked her a hotel room, and set her up inside there so that she could weather the storm that was going to be a two-day storm.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
That's just a beautiful heart recognizing that somebody needed help. And, you know, think about it. Hadn't eaten in quite some time. Who knows what quite some time means?
Exactly.
It could be four or five days for all you know.
He might have spent 70, 80, 100 bucks, you know?
Yeah. He probably saved her life.
Saved her life and just have her be able to just be in that type of situation.
Well, A, having food and 15 bags of food, you know, is going to last her at least a couple of weeks, you would think. Mm-hmm. And getting her out of the freezing snowstorm, yeah, what a beautiful thing. You know, and cops get such the bad rap. There are some really awesome police officers and out there doing beautiful things.
So yeah.
Remember that when you see these crazy things on TV about how bad cops are. There are actually some really great ones out there. Here is another absolutely astonishing story. A 28-year-old man named Eugene Yoon made the craziest decision of his life last spring. He wasn't sure why he made it, but he knew he had a calling. And he was going to go through with fulfilling that, even though he really didn't understand why. So, he had seen on TV the night before that there was a gentleman who was mugged, shot, and paralyzed. And there was a young man, and he felt so drawn by that that he felt like he had to do something to help this young man. He quit his job. He went to, he started researching places that could help this man through technology gain his ability to stand and eventually walk again. So he quit his job and he went to talk to the people in California, Northern California, about how to get what it cost in order to fix this guy.
Right.
Turns out that it cost $80,000.
Okay.
So this kid, Eugene, decides he's going to walk from the top of California down to the border of Mexico. And he's going to do this and ask for donations for every mile he walks to raise the money for this stranger. And he did exactly that. He walked from Northern California to the very south end of California.
Oh my God.
And raised over $175,000. He got $80,000 to buy the equipment that the guy needed. And then he set up therapy for him. And the guy is now walking.
What makes someone do that? Just what, I mean, again, obviously he was touched in some way that he felt like he had to do this, and he did it.
He said, I felt a calling. I knew I had to make a difference in someone's life. First, I thought I was crazy, but then I knew I had to follow my intuition and I had to go by what my God and my gut was saying to me. He said, everyone thought I was nuts until I made it happen. Then everyone really respected and appreciated the fact that I listened to my intuition.
Isn't it amazing when you can actually just follow through with that? I mean, have that much trust to say, especially quitting your job and saying, I'm going to walk from the edge of
the longest state in the country.
Yeah, from one end to the other. And to raise money for someone that you don't even know.
Yeah. And
but
so
I felt that strong. That's
so
awesome.
The guy who he helped to walk, his name was Arthur. They're like, Arthur, what do you think about this complete stranger doing this for you? He said, God sent him to me. I know that he and I will always be brothers. And I am very grateful to have a brother like him in my life. And the picture shows the guy walking.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Good news for your soul. Yes. If you know a good news story, let me know. I'd love to air it and let the rest of the world know about great things people are doing to change the lives of others. Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. February 15th to the 20th is the Wellness and Spiritual Retreat in India. February 18th to the 27th, Costa Rica Relaxing Retreat. February 19th to the 22nd, it's the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. February 20th to the 27th, a Wellness Awakening in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. February 22nd to the 25th, it's the Spiritual Living Convention in Salt Lake City. And February 27th to March 1st, Journey to Healing, Carlsbad, California. If you're looking for something to do and you want to plan ahead to a vacation, we have events all the way through May of 2016 on our events calendar. So feel free to join us. And if you know of something we should be posting, please let us know on humanitarianradio.com. And we are back, and we are so happy to have with us on today's show, Mabel Katz. And she's a peace ambassador, a business leader, an inspirational speaker, an author, and an all-around fabulous lady. We are so delighted to have you. How are you today?
How are you, Jamie? I'm so happy to be here with you.
You know, it's people like you, my dear, that we are so inspired by. Well, you and I were just chatting and you were telling me that you used to work in the business of tax accounting. And wow, have you made a 180.
Yes. I was an accountant and I want to tell you, I was happy and I used to make a lot of money and work less.
Yeah, I bet.
But I always tell people I woke up and my life changed. So much that I realized this was not only for me. I needed to share it with others. I have to wake up others too.
Yeah.
And what was it that made that shift, and how long ago was that?
That was probably around 1995, 1996. My oldest son talked to me angry, as I used to talk to him. I was a very angry person. I was very unsatisfied. You know, I had everything that you think somebody needs to be happy, but I was very unhappy. So when I saw him, I actually saw myself, and I realized he had learned that from me.
Wow.
And I really loved my son, and I said, I know how that feels. That's not what I want for him. So
right.
I said, I'm looking for happiness in the wrong places, and I started my search.
Wow.
And with that search that you embarked upon, was there any one thing that really resonated with you to move forward into this direction where now you began teaching it? I mean, I know that I myself have gone on my own spiritual journey and woke up in a sense to my main purpose. But as you were learning these different things, was there any one thing that triggered you? Was it a book that you read or something that a speaker that you saw that made you really say, wow, this is what I need to be doing?
Yeah, well, what happened is that I did a lot of things like we all do, yes, because the universe is in charge. Once you wake up, the universe is sure to show you, you know, different things, and it's taking you. Yeah, now you are guided.
Exactly.
So I did a lot of things like everybody, but I had a little voice in my head that said there has to be an easier way. I kept observing how much we are addicted to drama, our stories, and blaming. You know, we are always blaming. We do all the work just to find out who is responsible for our unhappiness, you know? It's the blaming of the, if it's not the mother, it's the father, and if not, it's an uncle or the government or, you know.
Something.
But always somebody outside that is, you know, at fault. So I kept saying, and people used to cry during the seminars and tell stories. You know, most of the trainings were about listening to stories. So I thought there has to be an easier and faster way. I didn't buy into this thing that you have to actually go back and know and relieve and, you know, and blame. So Ho'oponopono, that is a very ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving, showed up in my life. Again, you know, the universe was in charge. And it wasn't my very first training, but as I took the training many times and I sat there and I listened to this, because this is really like reprogramming ourselves, letting go of the programs, you know, that we all have. I said, oh my goodness, this is what I was looking for. Later I wrote a couple of books, and the books are called The Easiest Way, because I really feel I found the easiest way. And I happened to work with this teacher for over 10 years.
Wow.
When he retired, that was the first time he passed my mind the question that maybe I can do this.
Right. Who's going to take it over for him?
I used to promote him. I used to organize. I started teaching with him, but for me it was like a hobby. I was still an accountant, and that was not, I was not looking to leave my profession. I was looking for happiness. So, but when he told me he was retiring, that's the first time, you know, I thought of, you know, maybe I can do this. And I asked him to meditate and check if I could do it. And he got an okay. And that's when everything started. But, you know, I had two careers for many, many years. And I've been doing just this since 2008.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, I understand that you are a peace ambassador. And I'm dying to know, how did that come about?
Okay, so Ho'oponopono is about 100% responsibility. So when I change, everything changes. And really, when we are going to be at peace, the world will be at peace. We don't get it. You know, we are waiting for everything to happen outside, for people to change outside. So I created a World Peace Campaign. It developed through the years, yeah? That is, peace begins with me. Peace within is world peace. And this is a message that I'm bringing to the world. I travel 8 months of the year around the world. And this is really my message. If we really wake up and realize that everything that we are looking for is inside, and that we can really change the world by changing ourselves, not by changing everybody else.
Yeah, we absolutely feel the same way. You know, you lead by example, and when you set a really good example and people see the changes that you're able to make, it inspires them to make changes in their self, in their family, in their community. And it's really important that we all lead by example so that we can get the world to start catching on to the great things that are there for them if they look within.
Exactly. People still, you know, the blaming, the complaining is an addiction we have. The thinking is an addiction.
Yeah.
We've been programmed. And if we don't take responsibility and we change ourselves, we are going to keep replaying programs. So that's what Ho'oponopono says. Ho'oponopono says everything is just replay memories. And if we don't change those memories and those programs, life is going to repeat itself. And, you know, and sure, we are not going to find happiness and peace. And everything is, again, if we keep looking outside.
Exactly. You know, I was just having a conversation with someone the other day, and they mentioned poverty, for example. And they found that there's a certain percentage of people who win the lottery who were originally poor. They won the lottery, and then within 5 years, they were poor again. It's because they, in their mind, haven't reprogrammed themselves to know that I'm worthy of this money and this money is mine to keep. Somehow their mind kept saying, nope, you don't deserve this and you need to spend it all. And within 5 years, they're broke. So it's that reprogramming, right?
You know, Tony, how I explain that to my people, because I do give those examples. I tell people, if you can attract whatever you want, but first you have to expand. First you have to get out of your comfort zone. And part of that is also, you know, changing your mindset, you know, and reprogramming and things. So it's not about having the money. You know, the money comes when you change your mindset, when you really believe, when you do what you love. You know, we've been programmed also that we needed to work for the money. Yes, and it was hard, something you didn't like. That is also a program. You know what, for me, would be a perfect world?
No, Tom.
One that we all do what we love.
Absolutely.
Because when you do what you love, the money comes, because money follows love. You know, everybody, if you, you know, the people that usually are very successful, if you ask them, they will tell you they did it because they love it. They didn't do it for the money. I'm going to do this because I'm going to become a millionaire, you know?
Yes.
No, I do it because I love it.
Absolutely.
I did it because I love it. So, and the other thing is, if you're doing what you love, you're not going to think of killing anybody, hurting anybody. You will be busy having fun.
Yes. And, you know, I can resonate with that 100%. I'm a musician also. And as a musician, I've been doing this for 30 years. And what I tell people, because I mentor other young musicians that are up and coming, I say to them, you need to do this because it's a passion, not because you want to be a famous rock star and be on TV and make millions of dollars. You need to do this because you love to do it. And it's that passion that will drive you through the hard times where you're trying to get. I said, if you want to make a lot of money, be a lawyer, be an entertainment lawyer. They make more money than the actual artist does. But if you're really passionate about the music and about what you're doing, then that's what you need to follow. So I agree with you 100%. And I think what happens is the society that we live in, we live in a very fear-based society where people say, well, you can't do that and you can't do that. And so, again, we are programmed to think, well, you have to work hard for the money. My dad worked at a shop for, I think he just retired. So he worked there, I think, 53 years in a sheet metal factory. And growing up, he would tell me all the time, he would say, you want to work a little and make a lot. And I would say, yeah. And he would go, no, you can't do that. You have to work hard for the money. And I refused to accept that. And he would get so upset with me because he was trying to teach me what he thought was correct, that to earn a living, you need to work hard, because that's what he was taught. And fortunately for me, I rebelled against it and said, no, I want to work a little and make a lot. And that's what I set out to do, to be a full-time musician. So I was only working 3 to 4 hours a day and making what he would make in a full 8-hour day. So, you know, I reprogrammed myself in a sense because...
But I bet you couldn't call it work, and you didn't mind working
exactly
hard on what you love, yes? Because I work hard, to be honest with you. I work more than when I was an accountant.
Right.
But I cannot call it work.
It's a passion. Yes, exactly.
So I think it's working responsibly, yes?
Yes. Yes.
And working with passion and enthusiasm, not working for working, you know. And so I think it's so important. But, you know, Tony, the worst part is that we keep telling our kids today the same things we were told, knowing, knowing that those things don't work, and we still keep telling our kids.
Yeah,
it's, those things. You know, that is the tragedy.
We're poisoning them.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. because again, we're thinking. There's still parts of us going, well, you need to be responsible, and society still feels this way, and other people, what are they going to say if you say you want to be a writer or an author? And, well, the percentage of people that make money at that is so limited, so you need something else. You need something stable, and I believe you get what you focus on. So if you're giving the universe mixed messages, then you're going to get mixed messages.
I have a very good example for you. My latest book, when I went to Croatia, one of the countries in my last tour, and my event organizer there asked me, Mabel, could I publish your latest book? And I said, sure, go ahead. You know, you do it. So when we did the conference, you know, presenting the book, I told the people, I said, if we would have gone to a professional publisher, yes? The professional publisher would have said, not enough time. No, it cannot be done. Impossible. In this time frame, impossible. Translating the book, printing it. No. Impossible. I said, look at how beautiful work she accomplished. The book looked beautiful. Okay?
Yeah.
I said, the funny thing about this is she's not a professional publisher, and I am not a professional author. Because, you know, again, I'm an accountant.
You yeah. are now.
and you know what? And people say, even when I wrote my very first book, and I was definitely an accountant, and people would tell me, your book changed my life. And I would look at them and I say, what are they talking about? I didn't believe it myself. You know, your book changed my life. And because, again, what you do from your heart, what you do with passion, it will never, it cannot go wrong. So we need to start believing in ourselves and doing things from that passion and from that love, trusting, allowing the universe to guide you. Your intellect really doesn't know anything. Even if you have, I have two university degrees, and I have to tell you, what made a difference in my life is to become more humble, to learn to say I don't know, because the reality is we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mabel, tell me about zero frequency.
Yes. Well, zero frequency is like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
It's doing what you love, yes?
Your beautiful. Passion.
When you do what you love, you are at zero. You know, you are not thinking, you are not worrying.
Okay.
And you are allowing the universe, you know, it's this flow that takes you. Things happen that you cannot explain how those
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
So I created this. It's a little bit more intellectual. Because I come from the business world,
right.
Most of my life I actually spend in the business world. I can relate to intellects. I know that for a lot of people, maybe what I say doesn't totally make sense. So I created other seminars, always based on Ho'oponopono. It's the only thing I practice, and I know it works. You know, here in U.S., I practice Ho'oponopono as an accountant. I used to represent people in audits with the IRS. I can tell you amazing stories. Just, you know,
I can imagine
practicing this.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the results myself.
Wow.
Yes, in tax audits.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know these words, and I know these words in business, and it works in relationships. You know, I can tell you amazing things about my relationship with my kids. This works with everything. But so I created something more intellectual, because sometimes, you know, Ho'oponopono could be seen as very esoterical,
sure.
spiritual. But because I know this works in the real, normal, you know.
In reality,
In reality, I created other seminars, and this zero frequency is one of them, where I can show you with practical things how this can really work and how... you can you know, practice at work, how you can do it in your personal life and business and everything, and you can create your own business. Because I think we are in an era that the reason why there are no jobs is because we have to create our own. We have to become our own.
Right.
You
right.
know, so this is very important.
Excellent. So I wanted to ask you real quick. I know that you have some seminars coming up, mm-hmm. and one is yes. coming up this weekend. So just tell us a little bit about it and how people can get involved with that.
Well, in Los Angeles, I will be at the Conscious Life Expo. So those will be a couple of conferences that I will be doing. Actually, there will be some in Spanish too. And on Monday, that I don't have the calendar right now. I don't know if it's 19th. I think it's Monday the 22nd, I think. It's a
yes.
workshop at 8 p.m. on Monday night. But I'm also doing a Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. in English, a conference. The Conscious Life Expo has a lot of different speakers, great speakers there. And it's really something to come and visit. That's at the Hilton in at the airport.
And yeah, then you also
LAX.
Then you also okay. have something going on in Miami as well?
Exactly. In Miami, I'm actually doing two full trainings, the weekend of the 5th and the 6th of March. One is the my Ho'oponopono training on Saturday, March 5th. It's actually in Fort Lauderdale. And on Sunday, I do the easiest way to abundance, peace, and happiness. So it's a very complete weekend. If you want to learn how to erase your problems and how to really be more at zero, more in the flow.
Yeah.
If you want to engage less, you know, and be more at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Do you have a website where people can go and get
yes.
all these dates and get tickets? What is the website?
Yes, yes. I would like to invite them to go to mabelkatz.com or theeasiestway.com. Both will take you to the same place. My name is MabelKatz, so mabelkatz.com. And if you sign up for the newsletter, if anything that I said resonates with you, if you sign up, the newsletter is free, and you get automatically parts of my books and audios, so you can, you know, start seeing if this is for you and resonate. If you go, there are free resources, plenty. There is even a free video course about Ho'oponopono. And then if you go to calendar, you will see these events listed there with all the details, Los Angeles and Miami.
Great, great. Well, we're going to be attending the Conscious Life Expo, and we invite all of our listeners to come and meet you and come and hang out with us and learn all we can learn from you and all the wonderful speakers that are going to be there. And definitely, if you are in the Miami area or anywhere that you find her on the calendar, you really should do yourself a favor, bless yourself with a conference under your guidance, because you
yeah.
have a way of waking people up, and that's what a lot of our society needs these days is a
yeah,
good wake up.
If you're looking for peace, abundance, and happiness, definitely, I can assure you, you are going to find it. Even if you are not in Miami, but you want to take a couple of days off, I don't do many things in U.S. I travel the world, but I don't do many things in U.S. So
right.
I would really take advantage. Really.
It's a rare opportunity.
Humbly.
Yes, absolutely.
Humbly.
We're so
yes.
happy that you joined us today and we were able to share you with our listeners. And we absolutely
Thank
look
you.
Forward to meeting you over the weekend and having
That's
you back
wonderful.
On our show.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy I'm going to meet you guys. Thank
Us
you,
too.
Tony. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank
Great
you, darling. You have
Thank
a
you too.
Wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. God bless.
Every week, we like to dedicate a song to our guest, and this week, the song I chose is Reinvent Your Life by Saint Tone. If you're looking for a change to happen, it's all up to you. This is Saint Tone, Reinvent Your Life. Thank you.
away from a Hollywood dream. Came into this world, girl, like a butterfly. It's time to spread your wings and reinvent your life. She worked so hard to raise a son, gave him unconditional love, raised him up enough to leave the nest. Came into this world, girl, like a butterfly. At 45, it's time to reinvent your life. What are they gonna say? Those free to make a change. Time to rise up, time to rise up, time to rehab, time to reassess, time to reinvent, reinvent your life, reinvent your life, oh
once again, that was Reinvent Your Life by Saint Tone. If you want to check out other positive songs, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.